fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and restful weekend. And today I want to talk about having a personal relationship with Jesus, having a personal relationship with God. This morning, I was taking my prayer time earlier in the morning, and I came across the reading that was part of my daily reading, came from John 15, verse 15, when Jesus has these amazing words to the apostles, starting with verse 12 in chapter 15. He said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you to. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from the Father, I have made known to you." The passage just leapt off the page, actually leapt off my phone, my iPhone this morning. I was reading the scripture from there, but the words grab my heart and say, sometimes it's easy for us to miss the powerful intimacy with which God desires to be united to each one of us, to have a relationship with us. And the words of Jesus here, particularly this last line, he said, "I don't call you servants." Now, Jesus was a master. The disciples followed him. He was their teacher, and they served him. But what Jesus did in his relationship as master, as his Lord, he drew them intimately into his life. He didn't just guide them their steps and teach them things. He actually shared his life with them and expressed love and affection for them and slept and ate and walked and spent day after day with them and shared his heart with them. And it's sometimes easy for us to miss how personally God desires to be united to each one of us. And it's in Jesus that we see it perfectly. And Jesus articulates it here verbally to the apostles and saying, "Look, I call you friends." He says, for what reason does he call the apostles friends? And he calls each one of us friends. Everyone who's baptized into Christ, he calls friend. And everyone who does not yet know him, Jesus desires to enter into friendship, a saving friendship, with every single person in the world. But Jesus describes it this way. He said, "I call you friends because I've given to you, I've shared with you, I've made known to you everything that the Father has shown me." Jesus is the second person of the Trinity. Christ has been united. He's eternally begotten from the Father. He has an eternal relationship of perfect, infinite love, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a profound unity. And it's from that unity of relationship, of total knowledge of one another, of self-knowledge, of love. It's from that absolute surrender of each person to the other. It's the delight and the joy and the absolute power and creativity and wonder and magnificence of the divine love between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that burst forth, that creation came from. It came from love. It came from relationship. It came from intimacy and knowledge and knowing and offering oneself to the other. And we know that the fall has broken God's plan for human beings to be in a relationship that reflects the relationship between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "I give to you, I call you friends, I lay down my life for you." Jesus reveals what God is and what God is like. God is love. God has come to concretely lay down his life for you and for me because each one of us needs it. Love demands that we lay down our lives. This is what Jesus tells us. He said, "What is the Father like? Look at me. What's the Father's heart like toward you? Look at me. And what I've said to you," Jesus said, "and what I've shown you. And what I've shown you is a true friend lays down his life for his friends." Jesus laid down his life. Jesus bled and died on a cross because he called you friend, me friend. And he comes to express his love concretely And he said, this is what the Father wants you to know. He said, I've given to you everything the Father's told me. Jesus revealed the Father's nature to us. Jesus revealed the Father's plan to us for salvation. Jesus revealed the kingdom of God, the glory of God's plan for each and every one of us. Jesus unmasked the power of sin and death. All that, the perspective of the Father, our Creator, His diagnosis of our condition, His knowledge of His own creation is all given to us in the person of Jesus. And His specific plan for each and every one of us, what it means to be a son or a daughter, is revealed in Jesus. He says to us, what the Father has revealed to Jesus about us, about the Father's purpose for us, Jesus said, I've made manifest to you. I've let you know all that the Father has shown me and all that He's given to me. So what the Lord is saying to us is, I want to be your friend. I want to be your friend. I want to be close to you. I want to lay down my life for you. I want you to know the love that the Father has for you. I know that love, Jesus tells us, because I know the love of the Father, and I'm absolutely secure in that love, and I find my identity in that love. And my joy, Jesus said, is to do the will of my Father. It's what feeds my soul. It's what gives me joy. It gives me identity. Whatever He tells me, even calling me to the cross, even though my human nature wants to run from it and it seems like madness, I know the Father. I know the Father's love for me. And I want you to know that love and to be secure in that love and to find your identity there. Friends, here's the fundamental battleground for each and every one of us, because in our hearts, we're torn. We're broken because of sin. And on the one hand, we have our moments where we begin to hear of God's love and we open our hearts to it. It begins to touch us and we believe it. But then there's another side of us, the fallen dimension of our internal life, our stinking thinking, our ways of thinking that are not helpful, yielding to lies about ourselves and about God. Lies that say, I'm not any good. I'm not worthy of love in the sense of, no one can love me because I'm not lovable. That's what I mean by that. I'm isolated. I'm alone. Again, unlovable. All these things, they're in our minds. They're in people's minds. We struggle with it all the time. And God doesn't love me, or God couldn't love me because of who I am. In fact, if no one would love me if they knew who I really was. So the temptation is to mask ourselves, to mask our true identity and the truth about ourselves, and to project an image of ourselves, but often living in a whole nother level with a kind of a hidden life, one that we're somehow ashamed of, and we don't want anybody to know, because we feel like if somebody really saw me as I am, and I want to be known as I truly am, but I'm afraid to be known as I truly am, because if people really knew all there is to know about me, they wouldn't love me. And that's often how we look at God. We have the wrong kind of fear of God, or we always trying to win His approval, and we miss the fundamental point of what Jesus came to communicate to us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus didn't die for you and for me and establish His church in the earth and give us graces through the sacraments and the Eucharist and reconciliation and His word and community and community. He didn't give us all that because He looked down and said, well, you finally have made it. You finally have done it. You've done enough of the right stuff. Now I can pay attention to you. Now I can give you something good. Scripture's clear. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus said, I call you friend. You're not my enemy. I've come to save you. I see you're trapped, you're enslaved. I've come to rescue you because I love you. I was thinking of this wonderful quote from the decree on the mission of the church, the Second Vatican Council. Here's a quote. It said, the proclamation of the Word of God is meant to lead to conversion, that is, surrendering our hearts, believing this good news about God's love for us and His desire to be in genuine friendship. He wants to teach us what it means to be a friend of God. He said that the Word of God proclaimed and that enters the human heart through the grace of the Holy Spirit is able to bring out about conversion. He said this conversion, the council said, is sufficient to make man realize that he has been snatched away from sin and led into the mystery of God's love, who called him to enter into a personal relationship with him in Christ. God's word, Jesus' death on the cross, and the word he left the apostles, and the preaching of the church has the power to snatch you and me, to snatch us from sin, and to snatch us from sin and darkness and separation from God and being outside of right relationship with God. It's all about God acting to draw you and me, to draw us into a relationship with him, that relationship of love that exists between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Believe it, friends, that's exactly what he came to do. And no one is so far out of bounds that this is not for them. It's for you. And the word that's preached, the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, is enough to snatch us away from the power of sin, the power of the devil, and his desire to keep us enslaved and separated from God, and keep us in a place of self-condemnation, self-loathing, self-hatred, fear, isolation, all of that. It's all from him. It's all from the enemy. And the way out of that, friends, is to know the love of God that's been poured forth for us in Christ, and that he's come for us precisely in that situation we find ourselves in. He's come to save us from sin. He's come to seek and save the lost, Scripture said. And here the Second Vatican Council is making it clear there's power in God's word and the grace and ministry of the church to literally snatch us from sin and draw us right into the mystery of God's love. It's God, the council said, that calls us to enter into a personal relationship with him, with the Father in Christ. What does God the Father want for you? He wants to be in a personal relationship with you through his Son, Jesus Christ. He wants you to put on Jesus. He wants you to be washed in his blood. He wants you to be cleansed. He wants you to have that absolutely secure and radiant identity of Jesus Christ to lay hold of your heart and your mind so you can enter into a new way of living, so you can live in freedom, the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Pope John Paul II, Redemptoris Missio, paragraph 44, talks about the centrality of a personal relationship with Christ as well. He said, in the complex reality of mission, initial proclamation has a central and irreplaceable role since it introduces man into the mystery of the love of God, who invites him to enter into a personal relationship with him in Christ and opens the way to conversion. He's just quoting the Second Vatican Council, as the Holy Father often did, because he knows the message is rock solid. It's so clear. It's communicating to us the central reality of our life. What does it mean to be converted? It means to have our sins forgiven, to be brought into a living relationship with God in Christ Jesus for the sake of our salvation. I want to share tomorrow a little bit about my own story and how by God's grace I came to that knowledge in my own life. Hope you can join me. God bless. Bye-bye.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.